We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, let's go to Tim Roy. Tim Roy, you hear him on 95.7 The Game doing play-by-play, and you can hear him tonight at 7 o'clock, and he's got his pregame show at 6:30. Hey, Tim, what's going on, man? Nice to hear from you.
It's good to talk to you guys, and I think the song that the Warriors always have to remind themselves of is Get Back. They have to get back in transition.
Nice, Tim. That's excellent right there. That's better than not bad. That's elite level right there from the elevated one. That was terrific.
Hey, you know, we just played a thing of Steph Curry talking about Damian Lillard, and he just mentioned what we all kind of know is, you know, we don't guard each other that much. Is that something that's changed in the league, let's say, over the last 20, 25 years? Just like natural matchups with opponents. It would seem like, you know, back in the day they might have guarded each other more.
Yeah, I think so. I think back in the 70s, 80s, maybe even early into the 90s, if you were a point guard, you guarded the other team's point guard. But I think over time, the defenses have become more sophisticated. So you're guarding a player with the entire team. And so if, like, say, you're the Warriors, okay, you've got C.J. McCollum or Damian Lillard, usually, when you're playing Portland. That won't be the case tonight. You would have Klay Thompson, if he would be healthy. He's going to get one of those guys. And if either one of them is off the floor, then Klay goes ahead and guards the other guy, because you're putting your best, you know, perimeter defender on that scoring machine. So it's kind of evolved into that, where you look at the matchup and you say, okay, who's my best defender for this, and then kind of go from there.
Tim, always a pleasure. I know we're upon the All-Star break, and I'm sitting here thinking about the combination of Oubre and Wiggins. Not to put you on the spot, but who's impressed you more between the two?
Boy, that's a tough one. I'll answer it this way. Wiggins has impressed me more on the defensive side. I didn't realize he could be this good defensively, and he's been really, really good for them. And then Oubre has impressed me with his perseverance on the offensive side. You know, all the chatter and you know, head scratching, you know, is this who he is at the beginning of the year? Is he not going to make a shot? Is he going to struggle inside the offense? And over the last, you know, we all kind of, and I was guilty of this as anyone, you know, we all kind of underestimated how much time it takes to learn what the Warriors like to do on offense and to be comfortable with it. Now he's comfortable, and you can see it. He's getting so many buckets by just moving without the ball. And so on the defensive end, I would say Wiggins. Offensive end, I would say Oubre.
Tim Roy joining us here on 95.7 The Game. The ongoing maturation in the Chronicles of James Wiseman, not yet 20, won't be for 4 weeks from today, Tim, but what do you make of his somewhat up-and-down start with fits and starts to his rookie campaign?
Yeah, I think the wrist injury really set him back a little bit. I think it's going to take him, I think, into the second half to get his confidence back to a high level. You know, but again, I keep trying to tell myself and others that, you know, think big picture with him. It's not going to be the small sample size with him that's going to turn around. It's going to be what he does over the course of a month or so. And he is 19. He didn't play college. He's an AAU high school guy. And so, you know, be that as it may, you know, he's already giving you 10 points and 6 rebounds a night, and really still has a lot of learning to do. And he can become a much better defender. That's going to be the hardest part for him, is learning when to rotate, you know, what his responsibilities are, and to learn the personnel in this league. And, you know, I think it's great every time, and I think I told you guys this maybe at the beginning of the year, but great every time that, you know, he steps on the floor and there is a Jokic, and there's a, like tonight it's going to be Enes Kanter. Okay, he's not the best center in the league, But he is a very good guy getting positioned for offensive rebound. He's one of the best in the game at that. And so that's something where, you know, James Wiseman can learn a little bit more tonight by going up against a guy like that. So I think the more he goes up against good centers, the better it is, even if he looks bad on a couple of plays, because he's going to learn from that.
Tim Roy joining us on 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. And the segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Tim, we always want to try to compare guys to guys who played in the league previously. And I think there's a player that Wiseman, I don't know if he reminds me of, but I think you're familiar with this guy a little more. Do you see any comparison between Wiseman and a young Artis Gilmore who maybe could end up with a better face-up game?
I wouldn't say Artis, because Artis was so strong. And
right.
Artis was literally like DeAndre Jordan. He was literally, his game was right around the restricted area. That you know, blocking shots on defense, scoring at the rim on offense. I think he kind of reminds me, and again, don't take the comparisons literally, but just the comparisons of David Robinson a little bit and a little bit of Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
That, I think, is what he reminds me a little bit more of, that kind of a player who can face up and also go with his back to the basket.
Tim, it's funny you bring up the word comparison, because I was going to ask you about a guy that you've watched play the Warriors twice, and that's young LaMelo Ball. And I know there's a lot of noise out there, but Tim, when you watched him play, did you say to yourself once, like, you know what, this kid has it? Or can you share with us what went through your mind watching him play?
Well, watching him play, it's I think he's a little bit better in terms of scoring than his brother was at this point. And I think he's got the vision. I think he's a very good passer on the go. You know, defensively, he's like almost every other rookie. He really needs a lot to learn there. You know, his shot could use a little work, but I think he's going to be really, really good. And I think he's going to be really good for a long time. I think it was the right pick for Charlotte, and I think he's going to, you know, I think there's no question that the shooters around him have benefited from his ability.
Tim, Steve Kerr said coming into this year that he was looking forward to it maybe more than any other year, just because of the unique nature of the roster and this season in general. How would you say he's done with this sort of patchwork veteran and young team this year?
I think he's done you know, if you look at their record and look at some of the other teams that are below 500 or right around 500, I think they've done a really nice job. You know, especially with they went basically, what, about 3 weeks without a center? And so I think they've done a really nice job. I think it's been hard because, you know, the defensive side of the ball has been better than the offensive side of the ball for most of the season, and we haven't been used to that, you know, with the Warriors. But I think they're slowly getting everybody comfortable inside the system. Defensively, I think they've been really, really good, the last game notwithstanding. But defensively, they've been really, really good. Offensively, I think it's been hard to find that consistency with the second unit. I think they're still searching for that. But I think they will get there. I still believe that barring any injuries or, you know, that of significant nature, I think they'll be better at the end of March and into April than maybe they were, you know, at the end of January. I still think this team has more of an upside than, say, some other teams do.
Tim Roy, thank you so much for joining us as always, and we'll be listening.
That's it.
Tonight.
No yelling debate. No screaming at me for. Just, oh, that's it. Just
no. Why would we? Why would we scream?
No,
at you?
Tim. But just while you're asking for a bit of controversy, as the Brits might say, the idea that if Dame Lillard were on the Warriors all these years and Steph were on Portland, would the Warriors still have won 3 championships with Dame instead of Steph?
Wow.
Don't dance around it, Roy.
Wow.
Boy.
Well, I think if they had
question.
Kevin Durant, they would have won too. I know that. Right. With that group.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I think it's interesting because Damian Lillard, and by the way, great article today in The Athletic by Mr. Quick up in Portland on Damian and what a tough year it's been for him. He's lost, had some personal tragedy in his life, and it's a really interesting read. But I think Damian has kind of patterned, you know, his a little bit of his game after Steph. I mean, you know, there's no question that Steph's ability to shoot with range influenced Damian Lillard. So tonight's going to be fun. Always good when you see those guys go head-to-head.
Yes, sir. I can't think of anything that'll get you fired up, Tim. So, you know, I think I'm just going to let you go and say rest those lungs for tonight's tip-off.
All right, that's a lot, you know, some nights, Matt, I just yearn for the early 2000s, you know,
yeah.
The smoky room arguing about.
We did have that great anniversary of the 2-point fourth quarter recently against the Toronto Raptors. If you want to go back,
oh
in time.
Man,
believe it or not, I figured out who scored the bucket in that fourth quarter the other day.
Who did?
My first guess was Donyell Marshall. That was wrong. Believe it or not.
Well, that was a Pennsylvania guess for you. You went with your heart on that one.
I also couldn't think of anybody on the team, but it was Eric Dampier. Eric Dampier.
You're kidding
actually
me.
Made apparently made a 5-footer. So there you go.
Wow.
Hey Tim, I'm feeling a bit frisky. Give me a letter grade. He got it.
That's about a C+, I think. That's about a C+. Needs a little work.
All right. I'm going to do mine. Hold on, Tim. I'm going to give you one last parting gift.
Okay.
Curry! What do you think?
Just
walk.
A D,
just C+?
I think you get a C. Maybe a C+. But next time when the restaurants open up and everything is getting back to normal, just walk into your favorite spicy food restaurant and shout that out. See what happens.
Yes, sir. All right, Tim. Have a good one, buddy.
See ya.